Grayson Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says at least 161 people are missing following the deadly floods.
Know this. We will not stop until every missing person is accounted for.
Many had not registered at hotels or camps in the area. The death toll is at 110. President Trump expressed frustration at Russian President Putin today. The U.S. resumed military assistance to Ukraine yesterday.
Defensive weapons because Putin is not treating human beings right. He's killing too many people.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem today announced a huge change in airport security screening.
Americans and travelers and those coming into our country will be very excited that they will no longer have to remove their shoes.
We've been taking off our shoes in security lines for 20 years now, but Noem says security technology has changed dramatically during that time. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that a legislative committee can't block administrative rules made by state agencies, potentially paving the way for a statewide ban on conversion therapy by licensed professionals. Savannah Tolme Olson has the details.
State agencies like the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Safety and Professional Services, and other divisions often make their own rules. And they're sometimes blocked from seeing those rules out by the legislature's Administrative Rules Committee, which has halted agency rules on things like vaccine requirements, environmental protections, and professional conduct. Governor Tony Evers filed a lawsuit arguing that the committee was acting like a legislative veto by blocking action from the executive branch, and the liberal majority on the state Supreme Court agreed. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
There's a development in the case against a Milwaukee judge. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Dugan motion to dismiss should be dismissed. That's the recommendation from a federal magistrate judge. Yesterday, Judge Nancy Joseph recommended denying Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan's motion to dismiss criminal charges against her. Judge Dugan faces two counts connected to her allegedly interfering with an ICE arrest at the courthouse. The magistrate judge wrote that judicial immunity does not shield Judge Dugan from prosecution. The decision on whether the case will move forward now goes to the U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman, who will decide whether to accept or reject that recommendation.
The Wisconsin Trap Shooting State Championship begins today in Rome. This is the main trap shoot in the state and continues July 8th through the 13th. Shooters come from over half the states in the U.S. and several countries all over the world. You can find out more at witrapshooters.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Game 2 of the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers host the LA Dodgers. The Brewers winning last night 9-1. The Dodgers now trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. They got swept at home over the weekend at Dodgers Stadium against the Houston Astros, who beat them 18-1 Friday night. The Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski against Clayton Kershaw for LA. We learned today that first baseman Reese Hoskins will be out until August with an injured left thumb suffered over the weekend against Miami. So why are they playing newcomer Andrew Vaughn instead of Jake Bauer at first? Vaughn with a 3-run homer last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Vaughn versus Yamamoto last night. I just felt like, one, Yamamoto's kind of an even split guy, but, you know, he just got off the plane, no time to think. He's back in the big leagues. I just thought it was the right move. It worked out. Will he always face right-handers? No, maybe not. I'm very comfortable with Bauer's out there.
That's Pat Murphy. We'll have a full recap of the game later tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear for tonight, a low close to 60. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow with low humidity, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Some storm chances roll in Thursday and Friday, high 80 to the low 80s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States? That say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Joining us next time is Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with PK. And Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor at LP, joins us to discuss national and state issues and a what's worse on pizza.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. I feel like I should welcome people back because we are coming off of a holiday weekend, but most people were already back. I took an extra day, so I still have that holiday hangover.
You had a little vacation time in there.
I did. I got some vacation time. I'm not going anywhere extravagant this summer, so I thought, well, I'll take a couple days here. And that was the voice, folks, by the way, of the amazingly talented Todd Michaels. Todd, how are you?
How was your vacation, by the way? How was your fourth?
My fourth was okay. I didn't do much. We have a porch that overlooks a field in our little community, and I watched my 24-year-old son and his friends play wiffle like they were 12 years old, and I had a non-alcoholic beer and sat in the sun. And
Did you rock in your rocker and scream at the kids playing in your yard?
You know, oh, this is interesting that you say that. We had, so we signed up for Brightspeed. Because where we live, Todd, Spectrum has held, they've had a monopoly, and they just jacked the rates up.
I never heard of Brightspeed. So for those of you who don't know, it's internet, right?
It's internet. It's fiber optic as opposed to cable.
Oh, okay.
So this guy came through with his highfalutin Segway. Literally, he's riding around the neighborhood in a Segway. And it was like a lot cheaper. So we signed up. And then I thought, oh man, I might need a cable if I broadcast from home. So I don't know if this was that great. And then I wasn't getting the signal on my porch and I hadn't canceled Spectrum yet. So I called Spectrum to cancel, thinking they'd take the bait and offer me a sweetheart deal. And they did. They cut their own prices in half.
Right.
I said, all right, I'm with you. But what got me off on this tangent was we've had this fiber optic cable on the lawn because they haven't come and buried it yet. So my grass is like a foot tall. We look like the idiots on the, you know, in the hood. Exactly.
What's going on at the Schwabba's house?
What's going on at the old Schwabba place? Looks like they got some highfalutin long grass. Anyway, it was a good, it was good. And I have to ask this, though, and maybe you can relate. Todd Michaels, by the way, I was just about to introduce you. You jumped in with a joke about me, which is fine. Todd Michaels is producing the show, folks. The K-Man, Conrad, as you know him, the lovable producer Conrad, will be back tomorrow, God willing. And in the meantime, it's always fun when Todd Michaels sits in, and it's great to have him here tonight. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah. 4th of July, though, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I was the old guy.
How so?
Well, so I live in Oshkosh, right?
Yeah.
And they did this big thing this year that in the past, if the police came to your house because of, you know, fireworks and stuff, it was a warning, blah, blah, blah. This year they decided they were going to nail you with a fine right away.
Really? Okay?
So I'm thinking, great, because my dog doesn't like it, you know, and all that kind of stuff. 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, Friday night into Saturday, they're still shooting stuff off in the city. And it's rocking the whole house. So I'm the old guy going, shut up out there. You know, I literally at one point, you know, opened my window and screamed at the neighbors about it.
So, you were the old man.
Old man Michaels in the house.
Why do they do that, though? It's like, wrap it up at 11 o'clock or midnight.
I would say midnight, right? Yeah. I was okay with that.
Right.
2 o'clock? Come on.
I'm over fireworks. I know I sound like a curmudgeon, but and luckily we have a guy in our neighborhood who shoots them off, so I have to walk literally 30 feet. So I can't not watch that because everyone's down there and it was fun. There were a lot of people visiting from out of town, so I have to watch fireworks, but kind of done with it. But that's not what this show is about, ladies and gentlemen. Todd Michaels, riding shotgun tonight. Great to have you, buddy. And I will ask you this. Why is it that I get my rest after a vacation? Like, well, I had both kids home. Their friends are, sometimes our basement turns into like, I don't know who's sleeping down there, but right. There's a ton of people. And I stay up later. I don't get, like, I literally could not wait. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to bed early tomorrow night. It's going to be great. Now that I'm back to work and right. can catch up on my sleep.
Yep.
You know, isn't that insane? That's like a backwards way of thinking.
But a lot of people, when you take vacation, there's so much you want to get done, right? Whether it's stuff around the house or maybe have a little fun, go do this, go do that. And when the vacation wraps up, if you have a vacation, then, you know, it's you're so wound up by the end of it that right. you're looking forward to getting back into the swing of things.
Exactly. And I had to, you know, I had to deal with some stuff over the break too. We need a new roof.
Oh my.
We need to have our house stained. We just put $4,000 into a 99 Land Cruiser that I love that I'm never getting rid of. So I spend $4,000 on it. And that's like $20,000 worth of stuff.
I just over the 4th of July holiday.
Towed my way through the 4th of July. Ah, it's just money. Come on.
That's how you celebrate America, spend money on stuff.
Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a 4th. It is a great 4th. It is great to be back live on the air. Hope you enjoyed the shows we put together over the break. Conrad worked very hard at that, putting them together. I worked very hard talking, so he had something to put together.
Right.
But it was a group effort, and I hope you had a great 4th. And it's great to be back on the radio. Listening to us talk about the things that everybody should be talking about. Movies, TV, comedy, music, theater, and anything fun happening in Wisconsin. And we have a great lineup tonight. Joining me at 6:35 will be author Tamara Dean. She wrote a book called Shelter and Storm, At Home in the Driftless. The Driftless area of Wisconsin, I'm kind of enamored with. It's so beautiful so different and so cool and funky and, you know, reading about how the glaciers kind of passed over the area. I don't even want to paraphrase because I read parts of her book and it's fascinating. And she is someone who kind of, you ever see the movie Lost in America with Albert Brooks?
Yeah.
Yeah. They kind of drop out of society. They liquidate everything and they rent to Winnebago.
Right.
And their first stop is Las Vegas and the wife gambles their nest egg away. Brilliant, hilarious, and cringeworthy. Tamara and her husband, at least if the book is accurate, and I assume it's not because it's, I assume it is because it's nonfiction, bought some land in the Driftless area and they were trying to make a human, we'll have to ask Tamara about this, but it's a human running house. Like everything, it's adobe. They made the bricks out of mud. They're farming all this stuff that I would never do in a million years.
Right.
But I have the utmost admiration for someone who would do something like that. Just because she was at a .com. Anyway, the book is great. I'm very excited to talk to Tamara. She has not been on the show before, so this will be a nightlight first, talking about the book Shelter and Storm, At Home in the Driftless. Then at 7:20, our pal Chris Foran joins us. Chris is an entertainment writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And, you know, Chris comes on to talk about movies and TV. And, you know, we talked about Summerfest, music, all kinds of stuff. He's a very informed guy, as you would expect an entertainment writer to be. But he wrote this great article about the 50th anniversary of Miller High Life and how it's, not Miller High Life, Miller Lite, which kind of saved the company and started the light beer trend. And there was a lot of controversy around it at the time. But Miller Lite came up with this great ad campaign, as many of you probably remember, the Taste Great, Less Filling. And Chris wrote a great piece that you can check out in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He does great work there. He'll be here at 7:20 to discuss that article and some movies. And he's seen a lot of stuff. I'm excited to talk movies with Chris. So that'll be at 7:20. In the meantime, Todd and I will have all kinds of tomfoolery planned tonight on the show. And I think we should get to our Todd, you're the producer tonight, so I'm not going to demand anything, but should we get to our question?
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Yesterday was National Dive Bar Day. What makes a bar a dive bar? That is tonight's question, folks. Yesterday, or in honor of yesterday's National Dive Bar Day, what makes a bar a dive bar? And I have two quick answers. The first things that came to my head.
All right.
Stickiness.
Yep. Yeah.
And a girl dancing at the jukebox. Those are my two. And I love dive bars. I've been in so many dive bars over the year. Back when I was in stand-up or when I was, living in L.A., I had a place down the street. Wisconsin has tons of great dive bars. But I'm very anxious to see what people come up with on this question. Do you have a response for that?
Well, I'll say this. In Oshkosh, they were voted best dive bar in America. Pete's Garage Bar.
Yeah.
That is the place. And it's got some of what you talked about. It's got the stickiness. It's got the furriness on the walls at the top where the air, kind of is coagulated on the ceiling tiles and stuff like that. But they've got they've got the bar, and then behind the bar is the actual grill where they make all the food, right?
Okay.
And each of the bartenders takes a turn grilling your food, making your, breaded mushrooms or French fries or whatever they're making. And there's a great neon sign above it that says that they're still cooking, okay? But it uses expletives in what it says. We're still blanking cooking, or the grill is still. I've got a picture on my phone. I'll show you later.
All right. Can we post it? Probably
not. No, probably not. I'd get fired.
Well, some expletives in signage, I think, constitutes a dive bar. I'll also say another one, the couple dancing when there is not a dance floor.
Oh, Lord.
Two people.
And no music playing.
No the music is in their hearts, but they're just slow dancing with nothing going on. They don't care that people could see them. Maybe there is not music. Maybe there is. I don't know. But those are great dive bar characteristics. The peanuts in the bowl where it's a wash with fecal matter, that, and popcorn, and you can go serve your own popcorn. They're following no regulations whatsoever.
And nobody's making them. There's nobody from the city or the state walking in and going, okay, you can't do that. For some reason, you can get away with it.
People that walk into a dive bar know what to expect. They're not going to complain about that stuff.
Right. So that's what they want.
Yeah,
that's what
you
want.
Exactly. You want filth. And in all different manners. So, folks, be part of the show, please. This is tonight's question. Yesterday was National Dive Bar Day. What makes a bar a dive bar? And you could text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can let us know on the app if that's your choice of listening to Nightlight. That's totally fine as well. I believe most of our listeners are on the app, Todd, if I'm not mistaken.
If I remember
the demographics. And if you're watching on the stream, go ahead and let us know there too. Be part of the show. We'll read your text on the radio. Have I been yakking that much?
You have. We're down to 2 minutes.
My God. Really?
You know what it is? It's the banter between host and producer.
I think so.
It flows.
It does. It's beautiful. People love hearing us talk.
That's about screaming at people from our front lawn.
I would have paid money to hear you do that. I think, and you can get these episodes, folks. If you missed a witty banter or comment, you can always go to the website and check out the podcast as well. I said something the other day. I've complained before on this show about how you tip at the counter and then you take your food before you realize that you tip before you realize, oh, I got to wipe off my own table too. Not only is no one waiting on me, I have to wipe off my table and then I'll bust my tray. The restaurant should tip the customer.
I think that's
where we're headed.
I will tell you, at Pete's in the dive bar, if you're not paying attention when your food is up, because they don't bring it to you, there's no waitresses or anything like that. If they're screaming at you that your thing is done and you don't go get it, they will take a coaster and they'll whip it at you to try and hit you in the head. That's why I like Pete's.
Can you imagine if I got hit by a coaster? If Pete got hit by a coaster at Pete's, you know what that would mean?
What's that?
I'd be rich.
You think so?
I would sue their asses. Damn right I would. I almost hope that coaster finds me. Folks, Todd Michaels is sitting in for the kid Conrad Krieger tonight. Conrad will be back tomorrow. It is great to be back in the air talking to all of you, and I hope you talk back. Text, let us know what you're thinking throughout the course of the show. Got some fun guests and a great question tonight. When we come back, I don't know, I saw Jaws again. Maybe we'll talk
Did
about
you?
That.
Yeah. Okay.
And I saw Jurassic. We'll do it all. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Good evening, folks, and welcome in to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. I'm Austin Thomas as we bring you in to Athletic Park, the host of the Wausau Woodchucks. Game number 44 just about to get started, and, well, the pregame show coming your way, and the Rafters back on the road looking to snap a four-game losing streak tonight. They have a big opportunity as they play their last road game prior to the All-Star break before they'll return home and look to snag a win tonight to get themselves some momentum prior to their games back at Witter Field. So, taking a look back to last night's game, once again, it didn't go the Rafters' way. Final score was 10-1. The Woodchucks rolling to a victory as the Rafters did have a bright spot. Jeremy Jones ended his game with 10 consecutive batters retired. He went six innings pitched. That was a Rafters season high, but it wasn't enough as the offense managed just one run in the game. Taking a look at the pitching matchup for tonight's game, it's the lefty Seth Spencer taking the mound for the Rafters after he is looking to build off of his 5 2/3 innings his last time out, which was a Rafters season high up until Jones surpassed it his previous start. He's taken on the right-handed pitching Zach Wyatt for the Wausau Woodchucks to allow just 2 runs in 6 innings his last appearance and looking to build off of that for another strong start. So, two opposite-handed pitchers going up at it, and the Rafters looking to get back in the win column here on the road. Well, we've got a loaded pregame show for you, as coming up in just a moment, Kareem Arusovic joins us for the pregame interview, and Arusovic, he went 4-for-5 in that first game as a Rafter, and while he wasn't able to pick up a hit in yesterday's game, he still looked like one of the best hitters at the plate in this Rafters lineup. So getting a chance to talk to him and his journey through baseball, and then after that, a look at the starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown. That all comes up next. This is Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Hello and welcome back into Wisconsin Rapids Raptors pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the pregame show, it's Kareem Arusovic. And Kareem, you know, first couple of games here, still getting settled back in, but at the plate, it's looked good for you. What's been working for you early in the season?
Well, when I got here, I was kind of excited to play because I hadn't played in a while because I broke my wrist during our college season, so I didn't play at all. So it's been cool just kind of to come back out here anyway. And then what's kind of been working is like just getting up there and just like having good self-talk, you know, always being trying to be as confident as possible and like to not second guess myself when I'm up there, and just stick with my approach. And yeah, just not second guessing myself mainly is that's the big one.
Well, obviously it takes a lot to get back into shape after, you know, a devastating injury like that. You missed the whole collegiate season this past year. What have you been doing to kind of prepare yourself for this moment to get back into game action?
Since I've been able to hit again, which is like, I think I was able to start hitting like last week or like a week after, like a week before, but mainly I've just been doing like a bunch of strengthening of my wrists and stuff and kind of everywhere in my body, just making sure that I'm still in shape, like in the weight room, you know, doing the safety bar instead of like a straight bar because I couldn't really grip it. And then making sure I'm doing my running and sprints and kind of having like a daily routine where I would go to the gym, you know, I'd do some running, I'd train with my friends, like hitting and, you know, ground balls and stuff, and just kind of making it a daily habit to ramp up to come back here. So yeah.
Yeah, well, you talk about the mental aspect of the game. I think that's such a big part. And coming back from an injury like that, you know, not being able to play, but kind of sitting there and just waiting for your turn to be ready to go. Got to play a mental aspect in your head. But has building a routine kind of helped you stay fit mentally and emotionally ready to play?
Oh, definitely. It takes like the stress out of it because you're just kind of like getting in the flow and you're just doing things instead of really thinking about them. So I would say it definitely helps. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, going back to, you know, your collegiate seasons, 2 years ago, you did have a strong freshman season, you know, playing some high-level baseball. What was that experience like for you?
It was cool. I forgot how many at-bats I ended up getting, but I did end up hitting pretty well in that time. But it was definitely a learning experience, and, it required a lot of, like, discipline off the field, meaning like a lot of extra reps to get my swing where it needed to be, because, you know, I had a great fall there, and right when I got back it just kind of went downhill because something happened with my swing that I just didn't really see coming because I didn't really, like, you know, record it over break. I was kind of just training without like actually seeing what I was doing, and it definitely like was a big, like, you know, humbling experience, but also like fun because, you know, the guys are great and it was a great competition. It was good to see a lot of it too happen. And that's also how I've been like developing, by like watching all that, you know, watching all that happen. Especially this year too, because like of the injury, like I've been able to actually watch a lot of good baseball, which has helped me definitely to this day play and stuff. And yeah, that's kind of all I have on my freshman year and sophomore year.
Yeah, well, kind of going, you know, all around the nation, obviously you've seen a lot of different coaches and Ziggy bringing you in here along with the rest of the coaching staff. What have they kind of talked to you about, you know, bringing you back from that injury?
They've mainly just, you know, they're mainly just making sure that I'm doing good. They kind of anticipated that I would, you know, come in here wanting to just play as much as possible, and I'm glad that they, like, I'm glad that they like that. And that's kind of been a really, not really a whole lot of like, just kind of come here and do your thing, basically. That's what I'm getting from them.
Well, obviously, I mentioned it during the last question, you know, kind of all around the nation, a Chicago area guy, and then going down to the West Coast, you know, making that trip all around and now back up here in the Midwest. What's it been like? You know, have you seen any differences in between, you know, playing in California versus playing here in the Wisconsin area?
Well, like weather purposes, like, I mean, the ball flies out a little bit more out there. And it is like you do, or you're able to practice year round, which is pretty dope. Like, I mean, when I was in Chicago and stuff, we had to pretty much from like November to your high school season, you're all indoor. And then like you have your first game of the season, like possibly in snow or rain. And it's just like, okay, well, it's kind of a nice like break from that coming out to the West Coast. That's mainly been like the biggest difference, I'd say. But like the quality of baseball is unmatched. It's the best quality of baseball I've seen in my life. So. I've been a part of in my life.
Well, hey, you went 4-for-5 a couple days ago. Hopefully we'll see a similar thing tonight. That's kind of all the questions I've got for you. Anything else you want to add real quick?
I'm all right, man. I appreciate you talking to me. Yeah, I'm definitely here to stay the rest of the summer, so I'm hyped and I'm, you know, ready to get back after it tonight. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank
you. All right. Once again, that was Kareem Arusovic here on the Rafters pregame show. Quick break, and when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into Rafters Baseball tonight on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas. The Rafters taking on the Wausau Woodchucks for the sixth time this season. The Rafters looking for some revenge as the Woodchucks have won the last four consecutive games. It's a big-time game for the Rafters as they look to get back on the right track, but they're going to have a tough challenge ahead of them with a hot pitcher coming into this game in Zach Wyatt. Wyatt's looking to continue his recent hot streak, right-hander for the Woodchucks. This season hasn't been the best for him, a 6.18 ERA, but his last time out, what a performance. He was able to get the win, going six innings, allowing two runs, did not walk a batter, and struck out six. Great performance from the righty. And he's had some performances like that this season.
He's 2-1 on the year. He won his other game out of the bullpen. He's mixed in as both a starter and a relief arm, but today making the start for the Woodchucks. On the Rafters side, it's Seth Spencer. And Spencer coming into this game, I already mentioned his last time out, it was dominant. But really, it's been the home success for him that has stuck out to me. At home this season, a 2.31 ERA. On the road, 15 ERA. So looking to get back on track on the road, but he is coming in with some momentum rather than having a starting game where he did not perform well his last time out. So it's a lot better momentum-wise for Spencer, and he's hoping to carry that over into tonight's game. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off, with the Wausau Woodchucks, they're going to be lining up with Noah Malone leading off in right field. Batting second is Dylan Schlotterbeck at third base. Batting third is Max Galvin in left. Batting fourth is Max Solis behind the plate. Batting fifth is Dom Rodriguez at first. Sixth is Josh Arquette at DH. Seventh is Cade Baldridge at second base. Eighth is Jake Berkland at shortstop. And ninth is Christian Smith-Johnson in center field. The Rafters getting ready to roll along, and first pitch just about to come to Eric Harper as Zach Wyatt delivers and has this one a fly ball down the right field line. In foul territory, it will get out of play and reach harmlessly into the stands. 0-1 the count, 6:35 official first pitch time, and well, it's not too bad of a day outside, I'll say that one. This is great temperature and weather for a ball game as Harper swings and misses for strike number two. Now an 0-2 count and 78 degrees and sunny here in Wausau, Wisconsin. Wind blowing a little bit in. It's at 8 miles an hour with 15 mile an hour gusts as this pitch misses for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count. Eric Harper, Kareem Arusevic, and Junior Barajas are due up in the top of the first for the Rafters. The 1-2 count in there, called strike three, and Harper goes down looking for the first out of the game. First strikeout for Zach Wyatt, and he stays hot against the top of the Rafters. Brings up Kareem Arusevic, who is our pregame guest of the show. Got a chance to talk to him today, and glad I got the chance because he had some good things to say about his journey in the baseball world. And first pitch to him is fouled back off the turf, an 0-1 count here in Wausau. Entirely turf field. However, the outfield is natural grass with a warning track of dirt, but the infield entirely artificial. 0-1 count outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Out towards left field, it's 304. Out to right, it's 316. Down the line in center field, 360 feet. 1-1 count is going to miss by a bit to bring the count now 2-1. And Marusevic, left-handed hitting first baseman, is a lefty-righty matchup with Wyatt on the mound. The Woodchucks ran to a 10-1 victory yesterday night. 2-1, Kemp misses outside, now makes it 3-1, and Arusevic, he did get on base in yesterday's game, but it wasn't quite like his first. Arusevic ended up going 0-3 with a walk against Wausau last night, takes the 3-1 in there for strike number two. 3-2 the count, but in his first game for the Rafters, back just 2 days ago against Madison, he went 4-5. Hoping to carry that over into this game. Here's the 3-2 count. It is low for ball number four, and Arusevic keeps his on-base streak alive through his first three games. Brings up Arusevic over to first base, and Barajas will step into the batter's box. Left-handed hitting catcher for tonight's game, and Barajas, he has been absolutely crushing it for the Rafters. He's got a runner on first base, and a pickoff move does not get Arusevic. He dives head first back into the bag in time, and still looking for that first pitch to Barajas. One away, still 0-0 in the top of the first. Rafters looking to be the first on the board, and this pitch is swung on and popped up to the left side of the infield. It'll be the shortstop running over to it, and it is caught by Jake Berkland for out number two. Well, two outs now in the top of the first inning, still 0-0, and it brings up Madden Akko to the plate with a runner on first. Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman, up for the first time this game, and the Rafters hoping that he can keep the inning alive. Another pickoff move back to first base, make sure that Arusevic doesn't get off, and Arusevic in yesterday's game, he did draw that walk, but only advanced on the error. Go back to a couple days ago when he made his debut, and while he did have four hits, didn't steal a single base. So, still waiting on that first one, and a 1-0 count to Madden Akko, and another pickoff move, but once again, not going to get Arusevic. Tons of pickoff moves to make sure that he doesn't steal, and stolen base ability just yet. 1-0 count is on the lower outside corner for strike number one, brings it 1-1. And Akko, this season, his numbers are looking pretty good, but he's been in a bit of a slump as of late. Batting 309 on the year. He's got an 829 OPS. Pitch on the way, misses outside, and gets away from Solis. So Arusevic heads on over to second base, as that's a passed ball from Max Solis Jr. And now a runner in scoring position on a 2-1 count for Madden Akko. He's been good at picking up hits, but specifically he's been killing the lefties. Faced a lot of righties as of late, and sends a foul ball into the Woodchucks dugout to bring it 2-2. And well, this has been a storyline that I've been watching closely for the past couple of games, really. And you see Akko, I mean, the overall stats really stand out to you, but batting just .242 against right-handed pitching with a .679 OPS, almost 200 points lower than his normal OPS. 2-2 count, breaking ball, misses low, and now a 3-2 count. And so Akko, even though he's faced righties more often than he has left-handed pitching, it's still not been his forte. 3-2 the count is hit well out towards right field, down the line, reaching over to it. It will stare fair, and here goes Akko into second. It's an RBI double for Madden Akko as it hit down the right field line, and it's now 1-0 the Rafters lead. Big time play from Madden Akko, and he breaks out of that cold spell in a big way. Now on scoring position, and brings up Carson McIntyre with the runner on second base. Two away and a swing and a miss for strike number one, an 0-1 count. McIntyre, right-handed hitting DH. And McIntyre from Oregon State University. He's off to a strong start in his four games, batting .313. Sends one out towards right center field. Hit pretty well back at the warning track, but wind blowing in, and it will be caught by the right fielder as Noah Malone makes the catch for out number three. However, the Rafters take the lead, one run on one hit. There were no errors, and the Rafters left one on base. We head to the bottom of the first. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome back in. The Rafters having a lead on the scoreboard now. It is 1-0 Rafters on WFH. Now it's going to be time for Seth Spencer to see what he can do against this Woodchucks batting order. And, well, the Rafters feeling all right after scoring the one run in the top of the first, but they know that's not going to be enough, so hoping for Seth Spencer to limit the damage as much as possible against a dangerous Woodchucks lineup. They've scored 10 or more runs in each of their last two games. First time they've scored double digits in back-to-back games since June 1st and 2nd. First pitch is in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Noah Malone up at the plate. He leads things off. Right-handed hitting right fielder takes that one inside for ball one. 1-1 the count, and Seth Spencer, the lefty on the mound. It's a righty-lefty matchup with the batter at the plate. He brings the leg up and fires home on the 1-1, but it misses again. Now a 2-1 count. And Malone, one of the four All-Stars from this Wausau Woodchucks roster, as Noah Malone joins Max Galvin, Christian Smith-Johnson, and Reese Clapp, but swings and misses at the fourth pitch of the plate appearance to bring it 2-2. Malone will be followed by Dylan Schlotterbeck and Max Galvin due up in the bottom of the first. 2-2 count high for ball number three. I think for a second there, Malone thought that it was ball four. It almost looked like he was about to throw the bat, but got back into the box real quick. 3-2 the count. And here's the pitch to the righty. It's sent into left field. It will drop in front of Rafters left fielder Gaz for a base hit. A leadoff single for the Woodchucks as Noah Malone gets things started. Well, while we've got the time, let's go ahead and take a look at the Rafters defensive alignment. Of course, on the mound, it's Seth Spencer. Behind the plate, it's Junior Barajas. Over at first, it's Kareem Arusevic. On second, Madden Akko. Third is Luke Skinner. And short is Eric Harper. New batter at the plate, the right-handed hitting Dylan Schlotterbeck. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch in there for strike one. Runner remains on first with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Rafters up 1-0. Finishing up the Rafters defensive alignment in left field, Landon Gaz. In center, Royce Clayton Jr. And in right, Hiroto Kobayashi. This one is hit over towards second. Caught out of the air. Throw back to first. Oh, yeah. What a play. Double play as it's caught by Madden Akko, and he throws it back to first to Arusevic. That's the way to get things rolling, as that takes care of both Noah Malone and Dylan Schlotterbeck. Brings up Max Galvin with the bases empty and two away in the bottom of the first. The left-handed hitting Galvin takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. And Max Galvin, he was huge in yesterday's game. Went 2-for-4 from the plate and, of course, had the home run, a two-run shot late in the game. Had three RBIs on the night. Takes the second pitch for ball number two, and it's now a 2-0 count. Spencer moving quickly on the mound, but misses again. It's outside for ball three. 3-0 the count, and looking back at Seth Spencer's last appearance, did walk a lot of batters, but he limited. The most important thing is this pitch misses outside for first walk of the game, and moving over to first base brings up Max Solis Jr. with a runner on and two outs in the bottom of the first. Still 1-0, the Rafters lead, and the Rafters scoring first. You look at the numbers this season when the Rafters have scored first, they are exactly 500, 8-8 on the season as compared to 7-19 when opponents score first. First pitch misses to Max Solis, a 1-0 count, and the pitch here is well hit towards left field and gets on through into left field. So another hit in the first inning. It's a two-out single for Max Solis Jr., sends Max Galvin over to second base, and it brings up Dom Rodriguez with two on and two out in the bottom of the first. Still 1-0, the Rafters up, but you know this Woodchucks offense has been red hot out of the gates in the second half, and looking to take the crown here. They finished in second place in the subdivision at the end of the first half. Been the next team up had Green Bay not won the subdivision, as that pitch is in there to Rodriguez for strike number one. So a lot on the plate for Wausau as they look to make the playoffs, but they are going to have a tiebreaker with anyone at the top of the division, of course, due to their first half record. Grounder over towards second, picked up by Akko, but it goes on by, couldn't quite be fielded cleanly, and now the throw comes in, but it allowed the runner to come across from second with two outs. They were running anyways, so Galvin goes all the way home from second base on the RBI single from Dom Rodriguez, nearly picked up by Madonaco over there at second, but he couldn't quite grab it. And it's now 1-1 in the bottom of the first. Woodchuck's offense biting right back here. And now it's up to Josh Arquette with runners still on first and second and two away in the bottom of the first. Seth Spencer fires and the first pitch outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Josh Arquette right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-lefty matchup. The Woodchucks have seen their last three batters all reach base. A walk from Galvin, a single from Solis, and then a single from Dom Rodriguez. Ball down the right field line brings it back to a 1-1 count. And the Rafters right now 2-5 on the second half and trying to get back up to that over 500 mark. At this moment, really just trying to get back to 500. Pitch misses high for ball number two. 2-1 count. But the Rafters right now, I mean, that's what it feels like. You got to go on a streak heading into the All-Star break, get yourself some momentum, and then come back out and be ready to build up on that and make a big comeback. 2-1 count towards the left side, and that gets on through into left field. Runner will stay at third, however, even though it wasn't cleanly fielded by Landon Gaz, and now the bases are loaded after three straight hits from the Woodchucks. Josh Arquette over on first base, Dom Rodriguez on second, and Max Solis Jr. on third. Bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the first, still tied at one, and it's up to Cade Baldridge. And Baldridge, the recent University of Kansas commit, looking to stay hot. The first pitch to him is in there for strike number one. And looking at Baldridge's numbers this season for him, it's not been too bad, batting .232, but he'd like it to be a little bit better. He's hit for a little bit of power, and his on-base percentage, .379, and a breaking ball drops in there for a swing and a miss. Strike number two. Baldridge, big situation here. He's got 12 RBIs on the season, looking to add to that. Sends one to the left side, but it's caught out of the air by Rafters shortstop Eric Harper, and that gets us through the first inning. So, one hits, there were no errors. Sorry, four hits, there were no errors left on base. We hit 1-1 here in Wausau on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on Wisconsin. Thomas, thanks for joining Rafters, getting ready to roll along as... Well, they had the lead in the game, but gave it back up in the bottom of the first. However, Seth Spencer able to work out of a bases-loaded jam there in the bottom of the first, and now hands it off to the second inning, still tied 1-1, and Royce Clayton Jr. leading things off. It'll be Clayton, Gaz, and Kobayashi due up here in the second for the Rafters. Clayton, the number six batter in the order, and trying to improve cold spell. First pitch to him is a swing and a slow roller over towards first. Picked up over at the bag, and the first baseman Rodriguez will step on it for out number one. One pitch, one out here in the second inning, and it brings up Landon Gaz with one away and the bases empty in the top of the second. Still tied at one, and Gaz, the right-handed hitting left fielder, up for the first time this game. Gaz has struggled a little bit this year as he comes back to the Rafters after last season. He swings and misses at the first pitch to bring it 0-1, and batting just 133 on the year. He's 2-for-15, but he has drawn three walks and been able to get on a couple more times. 0-1 count, gets another swing and a miss, 0-2, and trying to swing early in the count here. And the Rafters, early on in the season, in the second half, I should say, started off 2-1. 0-2 count on the way. It's a grounder towards third, but foul, and it remains 0-2. And, well, early in the year, or in the second half, it was because of the Rafters' plate discipline. They would hold off on swinging on pitches. They would work up the pitch count of the opposing starter. And that 2-1 record is, here's a swing and a miss. Gaz, that's strike number three, and that's two up, two down in the second inning. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with two outs and nobody on. Still tied 1-1. Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder, taking on the righty on the mound, Zach Wyatt. And for the Rafters, they've kind of gone away from that wait for your pitch and just started swinging, and well, here it works out for Hiroto Kobayashi. He stays hot. Two out single as he first base with two outs, and it brings up Luke Skinner. But the problem has been for the Rafters is not that they haven't been getting hits and base runners. They have. but they haven't been able to string them together, and then they face these same pitchers and the other teams able to keep things rolling. Pickoff move back to first base and a head first slide from Kobayashi. He's safe back at the bag. Kobayashi, though, as of late, man, he has been real good for the Rafters. Really one of the biggest improvements that I've seen is this one is hit well out towards right center, and that gets down for a hit. Luke Skinner, a single, and rolling over to third base. The ball gets away, but it's backed up by Wyatt. So Kobayashi ends up on third with Skinner on first. There's runners on the corners with two outs in the top of the second inning. Still tied 1-1. Well, the Rafters just got to hope that they leave these runners stranded. But before that, it's going to be a mound visit of Zach Wyatt. So Wausau stepping out here to talk things over. Zach Haupt out onto the mound to talk things over. And Zach Wyatt had an inning and two-thirds already. But Kobayashi and Luke Skinner going back-to-back with singles to put two on. And now back up to the top of the card, and Eric Harper, who has been pretty good for the Rafters, albeit in limited action. He's been able to work on base specifically. He's taken his walks, he's got his hits, and trying to keep things rolling along. Last game, he went 1-for-3 with two walks, but that was back on July 6th against Madison. He did not play in yesterday's game as the first pitch is fouled back to bring it 0-1. Up for the second time this game, and he struck out looking back in the first. Hoping not for the same deal here in a pickoff attempt back to first base. And Luke Skinner slides back in safely to the bag. 0-1 the count with two on and two out. The Rafters trying to take the lead back, and Harper into a key situation. 0-1 count, it's hit up the middle towards center field, and that gets down for a hit. RBI single for